Oasis Audio presents Fix It by Rob Ketterling. Read for you by the author.
Clearing away the confusion. Quite often, you have to figure out on the fly how to fix a problem. It doesn't mean you haven't prepared. It just means something is in the way of your desired outcome, and you need to get past it, over it, or through it before you can accomplish your goal. Trust me when I say that I am a problem solver, that I am a survivor, and that I believe you can learn to be one too. Back in 1995, when we started River Valley Church in a school, I immediately began looking for a permanent home for us. As it always happens with new church startups, the people who attended often asked, "Pastor Rob, when are we getting our own building?" I told them again and again, mostly believing in faith, "I don't know, but I'm sure God has something wonderful for us." I eventually found an empty field on the corner of a key intersection in Apple Valley, Minnesota, where four communities converge. It was close to town and appeared to be a prime location for the future. I often walked through that field and prayed, "Lord, someday I'd love for you to let us build a church on this corner." About 4 years into the life of our church, I drove to that familiar field early one morning, but this time it wasn't empty. A surveyor was staking out a foundation and trucks were unloading bulldozers. In Minnesota winters, it helps to have a vehicle that can handle the snow, so I was driving a four-wheel drive Jeep Grand Cherokee. I didn't even stop to get out and look over the situation. Instead, I drove up to the man in the bulldozer, leaned out the window, and waved my arms to get his attention, in case driving my Jeep right up to him had escaped his notice. I yelled over the roar of his diesel engine, "Hey, what are you building?" He yelled back, "An office warehouse." I smiled and said at the highest decibel level, "I'm going to put my church here." He looked at me as if I'd lost my mind, but he didn't say a word. He put the enormous machine in gear and started moving dirt. As I drove away, I noticed a new sign in the lot with a phone number on it. I called and reached the leasing agent of the project. I asked him, "Do you have the warehouse you're building fully leased?" He replied, "No, not yet." I told him, "Great. I want to rent a space from you for our church. When will it be ready?" He paused for a second and then asked with more than a hint of skepticism, "Who puts a church in a warehouse?" I replied, "It's being done in a lot of cities around the country." Another long pause. He told me he wasn't buying my explanation, so I continued, "If I can show you some places where churches are meeting in warehouses, will you rent me the space?" A few days later, I picked them up along with the owner of the building and took them on a tour of a church in Minneapolis that meets in a warehouse. They were surprised and impressed. As we walked out, the owner asked, "How much money can you put down?" I wasn't offering to buy the warehouse, so I was a little confused. I stammered, "What do you mean?" Before he answered, I blurted out, "I got nothing." He explained, "I'll need $110,000 for the build-out down payment and a deposit of $250,000. I'm not sure what words came out of my mouth, but I'm certain my face screamed, "You've got to be kidding." He saw that I wasn't tracking, so he told me, "No problem. You can give me a letter of credit for the $250,000. Being a shrewd negotiator, I asked, "What's a letter of credit?" He smiled. "That's when someone who has money signs a letter promising to pay if the person who doesn't have money defaults on a debt." I caught on quickly. "So you don't really need the money. All you need is a letter from somebody with money, right?" We drove back to Apple Valley and I dropped them off at his office. I got on the phone to see how in the world we could come up with that money and the letter of credit. After a few days, we had it. Sort of. Beck and I started with all of our retirement money, our savings, the equity on our house, and the value of everything else we owned. It came out to about $100,000. In addition, my friend Dino Rizzo said that his church, Healing Place in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, would write a letter of credit for $150,000. But there was a little problem. The denomination informed me that I couldn't take money out of my retirement account because I wasn't vested yet. I told them emphatically, "I need the money. If this church fails, I'll retire from our denomination. There won't be any problem then because I can take my money out to settle the debt." I was determined to solve this problem, and I was all in. I visited the property almost every day as the warehouse was built and our space was finished. I envisioned thousands of people from the community coming to hear God's word and maybe even joining our church, although at the time we were only 270 people. The process was moving along fairly well until I got a call that the contractor, who had provided the lowest bid and whom I had hired over the owner's concerns about him, left town with $60,000, leaving behind an unfinished space. I now had to re-raise that money too. I also became the general contractor, and in case you don't know me very well, I'll let you in on a secret. I have absolutely
Sample complete. Ready to continue?